This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's D-Day. 75 years ago at this hour, imagine the feeling of knowing what you're about to do. You're walking into the bullets. You're running into the storm. We're wired as humans to flee danger, right? To go away from the storm. Well, for that matter, how about the buffalo story, right? The buffalo run into the storm. The cattle, they're heading for cover. Well, I'll tell you what. 75 years ago, you think about what they were doing running into those bullets, running into that storm. It's pretty incredible. And it's good for us every once in a while to just take a step back from the day-to-day hustle and bustle, and think a little bit about what they faced. And we're going to try and do a little bit of that today. We are going to tell you what's happening in the way of events to commemorate the 75th anniversary here. I'd love to be at D-Day. I don't know about you. By the way, Senator John Hoeven is there. We just learned moments ago. Senator Hoeven is actually at the official D-Day celebration. Flew overnight with a military flight and a delegation of senators, so that's exciting. I'd love to have been there, but I'm here. I'm at the Fargo Air Museum, where there is history all around me, artifacts and examples and stories of those that have run into the bullets, that have run into the storm, not away. And a great day to be at places like this. They will have a ceremony, some movies shown, some events happening starting at 1 o'clock today. Minot Air Museum is doing the same thing. We're going to talk with the directors of both of those locations to tell you a little bit about what's happening. Tom Campbell will be here. His dad, 75 years ago, flying a B-17 bomber pilot with the 8th Air Force. Incredible. Survived two tours of bombing missions during the war. We're going to talk about that with Tom a little later on. Lynn Oz will be here. Lynn is a World War II vet. He's a French Legion of Honor medal winner. He's a Bataan Death March participant. Always enjoy our conversations with that great man, and we'll do that again today as well. Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to talk about freedom and vets. We're going to talk today on the program with Dawn Hammett. Dawn is the director of the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum. That's in Abilene, Kansas. Do you know how many people are in Abilene, Kansas? Not a lot. Not a lot. It is, it's smaller than Fargo, it's smaller than Bismarck, it's smaller than Grand Forks, it's smaller than Minot, it's smaller than Dickinson. It's small. Yeah, it is. A few thousand people. And they have a presidential library and museum on an interstate that does quite well in the way of folks who visit. So I want to find out a little bit about what we can expect once the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum is along I-94 and the entrance to the park named in his honor. And also talk about the commanding general on this day 75 years ago, and that was, of course, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who would go on to be our president as well. Donald joins us to talk about that. Dakota Territory Air Museum in Minot has events today. We'll tell you about that. And then we're going to talk about some workforce issues today, too. Michelle Comer, Department of Commerce Commissioner, will join us and talk a little bit about that. So we have all that coming up on the program today. And welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. Priority one for today is honoring our veterans. Priority one is remembering D-Day. If you in any way have a story about a family member, if you were there, if you had a neighbor, if you had a friend, if you had a coworker, if you've unearthed stories that you really appreciate about D-Day, please share them, would you? At 800-228-0550. 888-228-0550 today on the program. You can also call our 24-7 line, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. On the program, you can leave a message by pressing 2 or chat with us live on the air. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, has in his phone right now a smartphone right there in his hand. And it's pretty much in his hand about 22.5 hours a day, by my estimation. Is that right, Todd?
Something like that, yeah.
I think it is, yeah. I think that's the drill. So that means that when you text him, we're going to hear about it. 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. D-Day Remembered today on What's on Your Mind. One question that's been on my mind. So if we go back to 75 years ago today, coming off of those boats, parachuting down from the paratroopers, storming the beaches of Normandy, why were they doing that? They were doing it to preserve our freedom, right? To defend our great country and preserve our freedom, right? What was the freedom supposed to buy? The blood spilled there bought freedom. What do we do with our freedom? And what do you think they were doing it for? You tell me if I'm wrong, but I think they did it for us to do what we will with freedom, right? I mean, everybody can do what they will with freedom. This has been on my mind all morning. I think most of the people that spilled the blood the way they did would be ashamed of our political discourse right now. I really do. Now, they don't. You're free to be from blue America. You're free to be from red America. You're free to be a liberal. You're free to be a conservative, Republican, Democrat, whatever. That's part of the freedom. But how we debate the issues, how we talk about the issues, how we converse. I now know why there was a civil war, just from watching how people talk to each other on social media. You know, and imagine if there wasn't a social media, how would they use that? Well, they probably use it like, we did during the Civil War. A war worse than World War II, in my estimation, because we were fighting each other. So I hope we don't get to that point. I hope we can all do it a little bit better, but been thinking a lot about it, and I just ask you to think about it, too. What did their freedom buy? How are you using it? It's questions like that we can ponder on days as momentous as this. And the director of the Fargo Air Museum is with us to tell us a little bit about what they have planned today, Jackie Williams. Hi, Jackie.
Hello. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for hosting us. Yes, and so you have a great day planned.
We do, and we hope lots of people from the community come out to enjoy the Fargo Air Museum. The warbirds here are the tools of trade for our freedom, past and present, and we're very proud of that. So come on out. We have films from that era being played all day, free popcorn. We're handing out ribbons that say, be proud, remember. And, of course, the Fargo Air Museum is on that. And the first 50 people that come in will get either a Fargo Air Museum sticker or a Fargo Air Museum pin, because we want to celebrate today as a very important day in our history. We want to remember those that have lost their lives and the relatives. We want to respect the relatives of those that have lost their loved ones. But we also want to make this a day of education. So everything in our gift shop and books from that time period are all 10% off. Merle McMorrow is a local guy who recently passed away who has books in our gift shop, and he was a staple here. We lost him just this last year. He was a staple here for all of our events and all of our air shows, and he was so full of information, and our volunteers really enjoy imparting that information because it can't stop at our generation. We have to take the information from the greatest generation and keep communicating.
And those conversations happen right here just organically, don't they? Not even planned events, just conversations that happen from World War II vets that stop by, and then the staff here, of course, starts the conversation and learns so much.
Every day we learn something amazing. It really is a place where heroes gather.
It is. And so what better place to be on D-Day? We're going to talk in a little bit with Tom Campbell, and Tom and his family put together the book about their dad, who was a pilot in World War II, and the book is called Guardian Angel. Tom's going to leave some copies of the book, so if you're early bird at one, you'll get some of those.
Wonderful.
I have copies of my book, Grassroots, which we tell some hero stories in there from, Honor Flight attendees all the way through Iraq and Afghanistan, folks like our buddy Rusty Ortz. So and we'll leave those as well. So the point is, be here early. What's the first movie you're going to show?
Well, we're going to leave that up to the majority that's here at the time, but we've got some D-Days lined up. I think that one's on the screen right now. I can't see which one it's playing. But we've got movies all day. We were going to start at 10. We've already got them started now. The popcorn's popping. So come on, and we've got a bunch of movies, and the majority rules.
Tell you what, this is a treasure of this community, and I did not know this till today, but they have a global hawk here.
Yes.
So you can go, you have planes that are over 100 years old, and you have planes that are darn new.
Yes. We're very proud of the community gathering space that we are. Please come out. You're all invited.
Yeah, fascinating to see. Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate you joining us, Executive Director of the Fargo Air Museum, our host for today. Come on by. Starts at 1 o'clock. All right, short break, back with more Tom Campbell. When we come back, we'll talk about his dad, a product of D-Day and World War II, and your calls, your questions, your comments. Welcome on the program all the way through. Let's go.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Museum commemorating D-Day today. Scott Hinnon live and on location. Hope you'll be out here at the Fargo Air Museum sometime today, or if you're up around Minot. They have events as well going on today. We're going to talk with those folks at the Dakota Territory Air Museum a little later on this morning. And they're probably, wherever you are, event of some kind going on today. Even if you pop the television on, I mean, they've been doing a fabulous job of all of that. Our own Senator Hovind is part of the national federal delegation there today. They just announced that he was there. So a lot happening, no doubt about it. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Chances are you wouldn't be able to listen to the radio right now if it wasn't for the good work they do. Baseload energy is very important. What do I mean by that? Well, the energy that is always on, always there, no matter what. That's the most affordable, that's the most reliable, and we need it. Find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org. My friend Tom Campbell is here. Tom is the son of a hero. He's written a book about it called Guardian Angels, along with his family members, other family members doing this. Captain Paul Campbell was a B-17 Flying Fortress pilot with the 401st Bombardment Group of the 8th Air Force. Tom, nice to see you.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Great to be here, and thanks for the invitation.
Yeah. What do you most remember about... did you ever get your dad to talk about D-Day, by the way?
You know, to be honest with you, he just mentioned it in Chapter 19 here for just like two or three pages. And it was hard for my dad to talk about the war. Once you got him going, then he would talk about it, but he kept all his memories to himself, as a lot of the World War II veterans did. There's a lot of, you know, ugliness and death and bad stories and relationships. But and my sister Diane Maholka in Grand Forks, actually, she took my dad's memoir papers that he kept good track of, and she put it into this book, and it probably about 10, 12 years ago. Dad died about 8 years ago. And it's kind of cool because...
It's really, the author's really your dad here, right?
My dad was the real, real author, and my sister Diane edited it and put it in the paperback. She spent a lot of time work, put pictures in it. So it's kind of a cool gathering, and we tried to get it done in time for Dad, but he died before that. But it's kind of a good memory, and we've got 18 copies to give away to anybody that comes here and visits here today. I'd love to have you read about Dad.
Yeah, they've got a lot of goodies for the first few folks through the door at 1 o'clock, and it'll include Guardian Angel, which is really neat. What's the story in the book about D-Day?
You know, it's interesting. He got up they were briefed the day before, because it was all kept, you know, big secret. A lot of people knew that this something of this nature was going to happen, and they were all grounded on the base that nobody could take off like 2 or 3 days before, so they're anticipating something was going to happen, and they were briefed the day before, and they celebrated. They were all anxious. It says they hooped and hollered because they were excited that this was, you know, nearing the end of the war, and this one last deal would hopefully, you know, hasten the war. And they got up at 4. They took off at 4, it says in here, 4:24 a.m., they were stationed in Deanthorpe, England, which is about an hour south of London. Of course, they flew the English Channel, and they bombed. They actually bombed here a German pillbox. And I go, what's a German pillbox? I Google it, and that's basically a concrete little guard shack where there was like a lot of machine gun people would be shooting in there. And it was on the right next to the city of Gaon, where the swordfish invasion was. And they bombed those and knocked those out because they said, you know, a guy in a machine gun in one of those pillboxes could wipe out hundreds of people because it was a cement bunker, and you couldn't, unless it was blown up, you couldn't shoot back at it. So that was his mission, and it was interesting also.
So in other words, the cement fortress with the big cannon coming out of it.
Yeah, not necessarily a cannon. It had little slits, and they used machine guns.
I got a picture of one here somewhere because our guest yesterday showed me that. I was amazed. Oh, my gosh, that's what they're going into, concrete all around it. So the bomber pilots take those out, so they're taking out less of the guys storming the shores.
Yeah, that was his mission, was to take out the German, or the pillboxes at Gaon, the city of Gaon, which is part of the swordfish Normandy invasion.
Right.
And they bombed those, and it was interesting. He said also, when they were flying over, it was an amazing sight, an unforgettable sight. There was 3,500 landing craft and ships to our right. He could see that. It was probably about an hour flight, so it was probably like 5:30 or so in the morning, and they could see that 3,500 ships and airplanes. That just amazes me. 3,500, you know, the amount of people that were involved and the lives lost, and it was a big D-Day. And he said it was so successful, there was no Luftwaffe fighters, German fighters. They were expecting more opposition. There wasn't.
Wow.
He said there was no Luftwaffe, and he says this mission was chalked up as a milk run, one of the shortest, yet 6 hours and 20 minutes. because they're expecting a lot worse opposition. So I don't
think as long as a milk run. Wow.
For them, it's 6 hours and 20 minutes because they play back to channel and land. A lot of times those missions are 12 or 13 hours when they'd go to central or eastern France and they could barely get back in fuel. But so it was a milk run for him, and they were excited, which kind of surprised me because D-Day, you know, you see all the lives lost and everything, but they were all, a lot of the people were excited about this the day before when they were briefed, and it was...
That's a pilot for you, though, right?
Yeah.
That's a pilot, right? I mean, you know that there's peril in getting in that plane, but you're sent there to do what you're sent there to do, and rather than sit and talk, let's get in the plane and get this done. I mean, really, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'd be scared to death.
Well, it's interesting. I asked my dad. Dad, we were scared. You know, the first year and a half of World War II and the B-17 planes flew over and you know, bombed their targets, which he bombed Hitler twice and they missed unsuccessfully. 50% of the planes didn't come back, Scott. Ugh. And I'm thinking, Dad, we were scared. You know, you and your buddy, one of you is not coming back between being shot out of the air or POW'd or tortured in a German, you know, Nazi camp. And you know what he said? He goes, well, he said, we were too young, dumb, and patriotic to be scared. And obviously they weren't dumb, but that was his comment because they were all young. They were all 16 and 23-year-olds. The blessing of Pearl Harbor, he said, was what got a lot of people, you know, Pearl Harbor bombing. You know, before that, nobody really wanted to go to the war. Hitler was not a big threat. Joseph Kennedy, a lot of leaders said, no, we don't want to enter this war. Let's let, you know, Europe and them take care of Hitler. And the Pearl Harbor was what got a lot of people to volunteer. And a lot of them were 16 and 17-year-old friends of his that they lied to the boards. And a lot of people knew that, and they just winked and said, go on. Back then, it was no big deal because they all wanted to be patriotic. So that was kind of a blessing. He said, if it wouldn't have been for Pearl Harbor, Hitler would have had maybe a good year or two advantage. And who knows, it could have changed the history of our...
Sort of like 9/11.
Yeah.
We only have about a minute left, but I do want to ask you about you, because I get texts all the time. How's Tom Campbell doing? I mean, the last time you were on, we had a bunch of folks say, great to get an update. Farmer, banker, obviously a lot going on in your world, but from your time in state senate and also running for the Senate and the House, folks are rooting for you out there. So what's next?
Well, it's interesting because I've had an interesting D-Day of 2 years of, you know, I lost my election, got kind of bullied out by a big guy, and then... just had lots of struggles. I'm going through a divorce, which is really hard for me after 33 years, and had lots of challenges. And I'm going through them well, taking it one day at a time, and things are looking on the up and up. Starting a real estate company with my son, which is kind of fun, and just enjoying lots of things, and just keeping a really close relationship with the Lord. That's what's pulling me through these challenging times that everybody has. So I'll be on the sidelines, hopefully back in politics someday, and you'll be the first to hear about it.
Well, our audience will appreciate that. And thanks for stopping by. Thanks for also leaving some books for folks that'll be coming when they open at 1 today. Well, they actually open now. They open at 10, rather, half hour from now. But at 1 o'clock is when the actual D-Day festivities get going. Tom, great to see you.
Great to see you, Scott. Thanks again, and have a great day at the museum.
By the way, the book is Guardian Angel, and there's a lot more stories where that came from, so check it out.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Cummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there are reports that at least one U.S. military cadet was killed and as many as 20 others injured during a training exercise near West Point, New York at about 7:30 Eastern Time this morning. Reports are that it happened when a personnel carrier flipped over. World War II veterans were joined by President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in Normandy, France today, marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Back home, trade talks are continuing in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials after the president threatens tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't stop migrants from heading to the U.S. border. Vice President Mike Pence says,
"Our hope is, as these discussions continue, that Mexico will step up, will take such action as is necessary."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years. And this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Because what I just got done saying on the air. What do I mean? We better tell everybody else what we're talking about because they're only hearing one side of this conversation. So Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, is sort of a last-minute announcement, doing a little presidential campaign stop downtown Fargo. Atomic Coffee, 11:30 this morning. And the person in my ear, whom I shall not name, was said, "Are you going to go see Amy Klobuchar downtown?" And like joking, like I'm not actually going to go see Amy Klobuchar downtown. No, I am going. I am going. I am absolutely going. Because I just got done saying, I don't think the people that stormed the beaches in Normandy, I don't think our World War II veterans who risked their lives, I don't think those who died fought for freedom, that didn't say you can recognize there's people in this world that you agree with politically and people that you disagree with, and you can actually have a civil conversation. So I'm going to engage. And I just said that on the air, so how can I not now go to the Amy Klobuchar thing? So I think, you know, that's I'm there. I'll be there. 11:30 Atomic Coffee. It's by the Fargo Theater there, if you've not been there before. We are brought to you today on What's On Your Mind, one of our fine sponsors. And by the way, these sponsors, thank them. If you have the opportunity, thank them, because without them, we're not here. And one of them is our friends at Hawk Museum. We're going to be up there next Friday for their annual Antique Farm Show. And I've been there before, so that's how I'm able to tell you there's nothing better. This is their 30th annual show. Parades, tractor track, old farm track, you know, old farm trucks. You can still bring tractors, by the way. I'll give you a number if you want more information on everything going on up there. 701-370-3823. They're on Facebook, Dale and Martha Hawk Museum. The website is hawkmuseum.org. It's 4 miles east and 3 miles north of Wolford, about 23 miles south of Rolla. Okay? $10 to get in for the whole weekend. They have great camping sites. Get early for those. Shuttle service. They've got it all figured out. Great food. They do barbecue ribs on Friday night. They do prime rib. They have fried chicken. Menus going all day long. That's just really fun. So a lot of darn fun. All right. We get an opportunity once again to talk to one of our favorite heroes, Lynn Oz, World War II vet, French Legion of Honor medal winner, baton participant. Lynn is joining us on the program once again today, fresh off his appearance at Target Field to raise the flag, which was great fun as well. Lynn, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's good to hear your voice.
Always good to hear your voice. Appreciate that.
Beautiful day in Minot. I hope that you're enjoying one, too.
You know, we sure are. It is a beautiful day all across North Dakota, it looks like, from the radar. So that's perfect. I want folks to remember that you fought as a rifleman in the Army in the historic Battle of the Bulge, served with the 17th Airborne Division of the 193rd Airborne Infantry in the European Theater, Bronze Star Purple Heart recipient, came back to North Dakota after the war, got a law degree at one of the best law schools on the planet Earth, the University of North Dakota, right there, and served in the North Dakota legislature for four sessions. So you have been there, done that, and we were so pleased that I've never had more fun than coming up to Minot for the presentation of the French Legion of Honor Medal for you, the highest honor offered by the French, awarded by the president himself of France, and quite a neat award that pays tribute to the soldiers that did so much for France and Western Europe now than more than 75 years ago. So it's D-Day. When D-Day's anniversary comes around, what do you think of, Lynn?
Well, thanks for the opening comment on being there. I appreciate your being at that French Legion recognition. And D-Day, I was in training and field training in Camp Forest, Tennessee at the time. And it was a busy, hard-working day for us, and we knew it would be our turn next, and we were happy that the day was a success. But you know, being a soldier in at that time, we didn't get much chance for emotion of any kind. We could see what was in front of us in the future, and there was not much room for excitement or celebration, nothing at all. And we didn't even get much chance to hear any news stories. We didn't hear the radio or anything else. So, you know, everything I learned was from after stories, if you want to call it that. But I've had many friends that were there, and I've known a lot of them that lost their lives in that area, so it has deep meaning. We've been there, and it's very emotional, and I can say that I'm sure happy that I didn't have to be one of them that waited in.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking to Tom Campbell, and he was talking about his dad getting briefed by the leadership of his unit on what would happen the next day and, you know, what was going on. And he's quoted in the book as saying, I'll never forget him saying, tomorrow is D-Day, and trust me, you will tell your grandkids about this day. You know, that was 75 years ago, right? I mean, and recognizing the significance of what was about to happen. We get it now. Did you get it then? Did you get, hey, this is a big deal?
Well, yes, it was a big deal, but we didn't get all the emotional messages because we were preparing for the next next jump, as you might say, to get in there, and it was a serious day for us. You know,
what kind of reports do you get?
I mean, all of the information that the people that had access to. To news and other things had, but we knew it was our turn coming up.
How did you talk about the information that you did get? And obviously you were in the zone on that particular day, but the information you did get came how? How did you know what happened on D-Day? Did it take days or weeks or, you know, how do you know?
We knew it because we were at being drilled, and our officers informed us as we gathered for breaks or for lunches or that we for a meal. We did not hear anything directly. We just were informed by field officers what was going on on the beach, and of course we didn't even get a chance to find the beaches in our in our map because we were out in the field.
Yesterday, we had a gentleman on the program, and he was talking about his uncle, and then we come to find out that his uncle served in the same unit as you did. He died and is buried actually at Luxembourg. But I understand that you connected with him yesterday to talk about his uncle and you being in the same unit. Is that right? It was, by the way, the guy's name was Bud McCroskey that was on the program with us. And his uncle was Alvin P. Anderson from Buffalo, North Dakota. And so I understand that you connected, huh?
My son Dave connected with him. I did not connect with him. He died on January 7th, 1945, and that was that was really our first vigorous offensive battle after holding the line at Bastogne for some period of time, and it was known and it still is as Dead Man's Ridge, and I saw at least a dozen of my own friends lose their lives on that day, and other friends in other areas, parts of the division lose their lives. But I did not know this person, and I had no relationship with him at all.
Isn't that something? Same unit from North Dakota, and you're, you know, did you run into people from North Dakota at any time over there when you were, you know, that you otherwise didn't know? In other words, just somebody that you came across? Was that small state like North Dakota? Did that happen?
Well, we had a lot of people from North Dakota that went in the service together. We were in a reserve at UND, and Bert Wheeler, who just died, and that short obituary was one that I went through college with all the way, and I knew well. And there were a number of there were about 70 of us that left the university together in 1943, and we joined up with others that at Fort Snelling and. I pulled a lot of KQP there with all these people from North Dakota, and I can still name them because, you know, my name was the beginning of the alphabet, and they lost their schedule every week, and there were a few days, and so we repeatedly got in there, and there were usually six in the group, and it was Austin. And Austin is in Connecticut right now and still living.
I love that.
And it was Austin. Amongst them was Ornus, Augustine, T.J. Berry. Ornus became Arnaz.
I mean, folks, do you understand what he's doing? He's rattling off people that he had kitchen patrol with at Fort Snelling, 70-some-odd years ago. That's just phenomenal, unbelievable. I can't remember who I lunched with last week.
I rode the train in the same four-seat facing each other with James Arnaz to Jamaica, Georgia, and then we slept side by side for about 22 weeks, so I encountered him during that period.
That's James Arnaz. James Arnaz.
Wow, amazing. Short break. When we come back, we have a little treat for our friend Lynn Oz. And also Jim the Flagpole Guy is going to be here to talk about this D-Day and a great way to remember those who served and remember the freedom it bought with the symbol that stands for freedom. That and more as we continue from the Fargo Air Museum today into D-Day celebration. Don't go away.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shino Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Fargo Air Museum, our location today for the program, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Best deal ever right now on radio or TV. Never, ever, ever have they done a deal like this where you get not one, but two of the premium pillows. Now, the premium pillow part here is extraordinarily important for this reason, folks. When you go to a store and you see a MyPillow display, that's not a premium pillow. It's a fine pillow. But you'll notice that the price point is down there, and it's a standard pillow. It's not the one that is the best of the best that people call this program all the time and talk about having changed their life and finally getting a full night's sleep and all that. It's the absolute best, okay? And you get two of these for $69.98. $34.99 a pillow, MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. They'll walk you through and send the pillows right out. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get that super fantastic deal. You got to remember the promo code Scott. All right, we're going to finish with Lynn Oz here on D-Day. Lynn, I understand there was a big week for you this week, and so we have a little present for you here. We invited someone you may remember to sing a little song for you. And here she is. Hang on one second.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Marilyn?
Happy birthday.
What'd you say? Who do you think that is?
Marilyn.
That's Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, that song was actually sung directly to you. Jack Kennedy's in the President Kennedy's in the rearview mirror. Now it's all about our buddy Lynn Oz right there. So happy birthday, sir.
Repeat that. Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, I had a happy birthday on June 4, 98 years old, and I still am able to converse with the good people like you, and I'm happy about that, and I really appreciate that.
A little birdie told me that you wanted to live to 100.
Is that right? Well, I haven't set that goal necessarily, except that I told some of the people around here that I wanted to live to be 100 so I could be in the middle of Trump's second term. And they said, oh, no. And I said, you don't want me to live to be 100?
See, you might bring some people over to the right side with that. You just keep that up.
Yeah,
I think that's
You know, I said that I wanted to live to be 100. And she says, oh, no.
That's your secret weapon right there. That's the Trump secret weapon. That's going to get a second term. Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, Senator Hovind told me that he would not rest until you meet the president. So given the fact that you, have started this early campaign on his behalf, that I think that should happen. So I right now I have a race going between Senator Cramer and Senator Hovind to see who can happen the fastest. So
well, let's do that. Hovind tried to call me yesterday, but I was in Buffalo to visit my sister. I have a 92-year-old sister, and I missed his call, but I'll be calling him.
Yeah, do you know where he is today? Do you know where he is today?
I understand he's at D-Day in France.
Yeah, he is. He's on the beaches of Normandy with the U.S. Delegation, so that's pretty cool. Before we let you go, we talked a lot about D-Day, obviously, and you talked about how sort of D-Day was obviously you're in World War II, but it wasn't necessarily, you're not there on D-Day in Normandy Beaches. You've been there, but you're not there on the day, this day, 75 years ago. You were at Dead Man's Ridge, which is sort of your D-Day. What do you remember most about that?
Well, Dead Man's Ridge was, as you might understand, is a large ridge, probably 10 miles long. That was 3-4 miles or 10 meters or so out of Bastogne, and we got there and it was nothing but snowstorms going on for several weeks there. So on the night of the 6th, we were getting prepared to move forward across open field into the battle, and our objective was Dead Man's Ridge. And the young fellow I was in a foxhole with says, I know I'm going to die. And I kept telling him, you got to look more positive. Keep fighting the life. Well, we got up on top of the hill, and it was a devastating fight because they were Germans were defending that place, and they did not. It was their last effort at defense, So they were defending it fiercely, and my friend that I had a foxhole with, he and I were sitting behind them, lying behind a mound, and I could see the
forward at a time, you know. And I said, let's get out of here. And he didn't, and I did. I killed right there at the clock on their time.
Man, oh, live. That is an incredible story, and you have so many. Lynn, God bless you. Thanks so much for being a good friend of this program. We love having you on and hearing those stories, and wish you the best on this D-Day. And certainly remember those, like your friend, that the blood spilled there so we could have the freedoms we still enjoy to this day after 75 years. Lynn Oss, Minot, North Dakota. Thank you, sir. For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.